Three scenes the voice can see. One, daughter. Designated myself to bathe him, bruises surfacing under my dress. To hurt is to remember, he said, ashamed of his nakedness. His body bore through its living, having rebuckled his calfskin belt after he shoved me to the ground. Branching out as the river to identify not even his daughter, I would not cry, imagined myself among the V of geese overhead. Our stores gone up last year as light shone through a leaf away from the sickle he carried. He spoke from beneath a dry tongue, lowered himself, water lifting, not a trace of the father I curse, images his thoughts cannot divine. Two, wife. An inward resolution to be good, he re-entered, smelled of Vitalis, to not set him off toward, or some traveling salesman, closing the centerfold he needs, couldn't bring himself to kiss, to help him come, to get right down to things sought, moments the bed shook missing, nights come to a motel room to say nothing about, gone down on another trucker, a surface that rages after, who in the end gazed away, laid at the head of the mattress, that understanding between men, aching not but for him, clothes slid onto stranger floors. Three, mother. What it means to see my son at the foot of a mountain's soft rise, a musical rest below the moon he knows, rehearses the words he's already said to her, taking ruin for granted, as I have, married who I am not, where I'll always be spilled, taken flight from his wits, stared past himself, disregarded, moans a barn owl perched above his knowing, having clawed at the paneling, brushed past sleeping horses. He said the tremor of his hands felt compelled to do so, reached across waiting room tables.